The play Stupid Effing Bird, which is not the real title of the play, written by Aaron Posner and now at San Francisco Playhouse, takes place at a country house. In the beginning, a young playwright has convinced his girlfriend to perform his new work, while his mother, who is a famous actress, and her husband, an even more famous writer, join their friends for a picnic. Soon, the girlfriend is infatuated by the famous writer. We learn the playwright has issues with his mother, and things go from there. If this sounds familiar to anyone with knowledge of classic theater, it should. Bill English, Artistic Director of SF Playhouse.
It's a very, very contemporary reimagining of The Seagull, hence the title. Aaron Posner, you know, he's aware of how revolutionary Seagull was in its time, how Seagull, in a way, because it was the first of the great Chekhov plays, created modern theater. Along with Ibsen's early plays, was the very, very first of the realistic plays.
The result is a modern look at the play, set in the present day, using theatrical tricks, including breaking the fourth wall, and even audience participation. Obviously, it helps to know the Chekhov play before going in, but it isn't absolutely necessary, and that's the point.
And so he really wanted to sort of give the audience a feeling of that revolutionary spirit. So by setting it in a super ultra-contemporary environment, sort of, I like to call it Seagulls Meets Girls, where the language is super up-to-date, but the story is very much respected. It's definitely an affectionate adaptation of The Seagull.
Stupid Effing Bird works best in the first act, where Posner seems to have a greater grasp of his goals, and where the humor in his writing most particularly shines. He's aided and abetted in that with the performances in this production of Adam McGill as the young playwright Khan, Konstantin in The Seagull, Carrie Paff as his mother, Joseph Eslak as his best friend, and Charles Shaw Robinson as his uncle, the doctor and the conscience of both plays. Act Two is more problematic because Posner is forced to meld the tragedy of Chekhov's very Russian play with the changes in mores and attitudes in 21st century America, and he isn't quite as successful in his efforts. Still, Posner is very adept at asking the same questions that Chekhov asked back in 1895. What is our relationship with art and with theater? And more importantly, how can theater, or today, movies or television, change us? These are challenging questions, and they're as important today as they were over a century ago and half a planet away. Stupid Effing Bird, directed by Susie DeMilano, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through May 2nd. For more information, you can go to their website, sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.